everybody, and welcome to Finding Yourself. I'm your host, Honey, and I'm super excited to be doing this and have you all here with me. There's a lot that inspires me every day, and all my episodes are based on those learnings, and I really hope that sharing it with you all will inspire you too. I really wish the things that I have planned to share with you guys via this channel makes a positive impact in your life, touches your heart, and immerses your day with a little more love. If you are hearing me for the first time, I really hope that you like this episode. And if you do, then please do subscribe and become a part of my growing community. And if you have been listening to me for a while, then thank you for your support. Please do subscribe and provide a rating if you haven't yet. Now, let's talk about today's episode. Let's talk about heart, brain, our repetitive thoughts, how to heal from your traumas, make significant changes in your life, and the difference that we can make just by being conscious of our unconscious thoughts. So let's tune in. Do you really believe that your thoughts have the capacity to change your future, to change your life? If yes, then imagine this. You have 80 to 90,000 thoughts in a day. 90% of those thoughts are negative and probably are never going to be true. Now imagine if 50% of those thoughts are exactly the same as yesterday, then do you really think you're making any progress in your life? And that your tomorrow will be any different to yesterday? Absolutely not. And you know why? Because same thoughts will lead you to the same choices. Same choices will lead you to the same results. Same results will create same experience that will lead to exactly same emotions, and that emotion is negative. And emotions are main driver that's driving our life. How we act, think, and feel creates our personality, which further create our personal reality. What you are thinking on repeat ultimately becomes your belief. The more you think about something, the more stronger it becomes. If you really need to change anything in your life, it needs to first start from how do you think? As they say, whatever you think you can or you can't, you are right. And that is so true. It all starts from what do you think? Can you or you can't? Because that creates a feeling in your body, and emotions are our main drivers. If the feeling is positive, that yes, I can, just imagine how your body will be. Now imagine if you start by thinking, I really can't, how your body will be reacting to everything that will come along the way. Your first move should be, how do I change my personality? Consists of how you think, act, and feel about a certain thing in your life. You need to become a different person in order to create a different reality for yourself. And that happens when you become conscious of your unconscious thoughts. Because 90% of them are running a series of programs that you're not even aware of. So take a chance and possibility rather living in guilt. You know, when sometimes you think of a very strong past event in your life, good or bad, could be a happy one or a sad one, how it creates a strong emotion in your body, as if you're really reliving that moment. Now, the more you think of that event, the stronger the emotions get. In my life coaching program, when I use NLP with clients, the most common technique we use is anchoring, where we anchor the past emotion in their current life. For instance, if they want to feel more confident, but they don't while public speaking, let's say, then we ask them to go in the past, think of an event where they really felt confident, and we transfer that emotion in their current situation. Because your body gets addictive to emotions. So if you keep thinking of an event that was sad or hurtful, and you keep doing that over and over and over again, your body gets addicted to those emotions. That's why where sometimes we should be feeling happy, but we really don't. That's because your body is more addicted to be sad, to be aggressive, angry, than being content or happy. It's all how you think is creating your personality, is creating your behavior. If you get stuck in something that happened to you 5 days back, then that's going to change your behavior. You keep it for years, it becomes your personality. You will be stuck in survival reactions. And people become addictive to those emotions and rush for these emotions. When you're thinking about a past event and it's creating an emotion that you no longer want to feel, then you need to change that with a new image and a new feeling to start the conditioning of your mind to change that pattern. But remember, whenever you're trying to create a new habit, it will be very uncomfortable because your body and your brain is not used to of that new path. You wake up every day and your mind runs through the routine programming. That's when you start saying, oh no, I don't think I can do it. Oh, I feel guilty. Oh, staying at the same place is much easier than being in an unknown place. And you want to return to the known place, to the known emotions that you feel every single day. And you start compensating it with guilt whenever you feel anything but not those emotions. For instance, if today you have been feeling happy, then you start to question yourself. Oh, probably I shouldn't be very happy. Something bad would happen. That's because your body is so used to of being sad all the time or being angry all the time or being frustrated all the time that you have actually missed all the good things that you have in your life. And you have really never trained your mind and your body to feel the happy emotions. How often do you hear, I never expected, than over, oh, I knew it. So if you're not defined by the future, you will be left with memory of the past and you will be predictable. Your reactions will be predictable. So when people stay in the same place for years and years, it's purely because it's a known place. It's the comfort level. And whenever you try and change that, your body reacts to it. And unfortunately, sometimes people just leave it in the middle because they think, oh, probably it's not the right path for them. Now, when you act towards changing, that is a big biological change in the body, because the body has been conditioned to feel a certain way. Now, because your body is not used to of the new way, when you try to change that, your body try to influence your mind to think of other thoughts that will create the same sad and hurtful feeling. So if you're really willing to make that change, be ready to be uncomfortable because you're moving out in the unknown from the known. Now, if you want to change the process of your thoughts, it starts by becoming conscious of your unconscious thought, which means also understanding that every thought that's running in your mind is not necessarily true. But because they're running on autopilot, they feel so real because of the emotions. You feel it so strongly that your mind believes it is true, even when it is not. How we feel decides how we act, not the opposite. Now, if you don't want to keep feeling the same emotion, you need to change the experience. And that starts by making a different choice, by trying something else, by not doing what you do every single day. That's how you create a different tomorrow from yesterday. And that will give you a different result. That will create a different experience for you and that will lead to a different emotion that ultimately changes your behavior and creates a new personality. Just imagine how many years of hurt and dissatisfaction and frustration you need to change. It doesn't happen overnight. But when you become aware that your body now needs to be programmed in a way where it can produce more happy emotions instead of hurtful ones, you go back and you think of everything that you're proud of, everything you have achieved, and start replacing the negative thoughts with the positive ones. When you start doing that, then there is no going back. And now you know that you're moving from the old self to the new self. Thoughts will come and go, but it's on you for how long do you want to hold on to it. So remember, next time, whenever you are holding on to something that happened to you, or someone said something mean to you, or you were not able to deliver something on time, or you were late for a meeting or a session, let it go as soon as possible. Because remember, you're not holding on to the event, you are holding on to the emotion. The more you hold on to that emotion, the stronger it gets. Once you have been able to do that, have been able to leave that territory and move to the new one, you would never want to go back. When you become so conscious of your thoughts that you can identify, my body is craving for the old emotions and I know that it doesn't serve me anymore, I need to direct my mind to something else, to the emotions that I really want to feel in my life. And whenever your body is trying to take you back to those hurtful emotions of anger and frustration or unworthiness, then you just ask yourself, do I really want to feel that way? And if the answer is no, that's when the river of change happens, when you're moving from the old self to the new self. Well, I really hope that the information that I shared today helps you reconsidering your thoughts and really believe in yourself that you are really powerful in how you think, act, and feel. So I hope that you be more considerate about how you think, act, and feel from now on. I hope you remember the things that we have shared here and are able to use it in your daily life to make a positive impact in your life. I thank you again for being here, for stopping by and listening to this episode. Thank you so much for your support. If you haven't subscribed yet, please do subscribe. Please do rate the show. It really helps me and keeps me motivated. Thank you again for being here. I'll be back soon with my next episode.